Remember those days in your childhood when everyone in the neighborhood would get together after school and play outside? Maybe you'd spend hours on the monkey bars, or you and your friends would play some pickup baseball. Well, times have changed.
Just go out and look sometime. Streets are empty. Playgrounds are empty. Parents are fearful letting their children play unattended.
Charlie Kunzelman directs the Fitness for Youth program in Michigan. He's been measuring children's fitness levels for more than 25 years, and the program is a model for health researchers across the nation. Kunzelman became concerned that children who weren't playing after school or didn't get recess were failing to learn some basic movement skills that would help them feel confident.
What we suspect is that kids who have higher motor skill levels are the kids who are more physically active. It stands to reason. You feel comfortable with that. If you've got good reading skills, you'll probably read. If you've got good spelling skills, you'll probably enjoy that. So it's the same thing with physical activity.
So Kunzelman and his research team started videotaping Michigan students performing a range of basic movement skills, kicking a ball, hopping a short distance, to assess their levels of proficiency.
Today I want to see how well and how fast you can run.
The tapes now, reveal what kids today are not learning.
It is absolutely remarkable to watch. They can't throw, they can't hop, they can't leap, they can't run.
And that means they probably will sit on the sidelines rather than risk looking foolish when asked to go swimming or try aerobic dance. Then, add in greater demands to use free time to study so they can excel academically, and it's no surprise that children are less active and consequently more likely to be overweight. Many dietitians agree that exercise is a more important factor than eating in determining which kids will be heavy and which will not. Mary Noel teaches nutrition at Michigan State University's College of Human Medicine.
Children who are overweight and children who are not overweight actually eat the same things. So we're not seeing great differentials. Those children who are having weight concerns are not eating the whole cake.
Noel suggests that the availability of convenience products like TV channel changers and garage door openers help explain why most people in the upper Midwest tend to gain around 5 pounds a year.
We now have portable phones, so you can carry the phone with you. You don't even have to dash to the phone. All of these little things we keep forgetting, it's, 10, 20, 50 calories here, 10, 20, 50 calories there, and that's going to make a difference.
There are two lifestyle factors that seem to be good predictors of which children will be overweight and which will not. One is the example set by their parents, and the second is their access to good recreational programs. This means children from affluent communities tend to be more fit than those in less privileged areas.
The only rope that I want you to swing on is the one that's closest to the wall.
Mike Barrett is a gym teacher at an elementary school in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where many parents place a high priority on regular exercise.
Kids now are a lot more active in the club-type things, like there's an awful lot of soccer goes on indoor and outdoor. There's an awful lot of rollerblading and skating and gymnastics and things like that.
Contrast this with an urban area where parents often are afraid to let their children play outside. Charlie Kunzelman of the Fitness for Youth program says even when recreational programs are available, families can't always get to them.
You take a city like Detroit, you would expect maybe 50,000 children to play a game, a sport like softball and recreation leagues and so forth. It's probably less than 2,000. And that's a substantial erosion.
Why should we be concerned with the problems of childhood obesity? One reason is that the habits we acquire early in life tend to stay with us. Already, doctors are seeing worrisome increases in diseases like adult-onset diabetes in children as young as 11 or 12. High blood pressure has become much more common in teenage boys. Nutritionist Mary Noel says it's easier to change behavior when you're young than face the consequences later.
When you get older, if you've never moved, the chances of being 80 and moving are probably pretty slim. And I think that really does something to the quality of life. Healing is better. Cognition is better.
Another concern is that there really are no effective long-term treatments for obesity as an adult. The condition is much more than a question of willpower. It seems to be a mix of genetics, environment, and lifestyle. Mary Noel says by the time someone is very overweight, their options in achieving a normal weight may be quite limited.
When you talk 50, 60, 80 pounds, most of us just throw up our hands and say that's impossible. Not only that, but if you look at the literature, I don't think we know how to help people lose that kind of weight. We're very unsuccessful in long-term help with weight loss.
So for now, the best solution doctors can offer is to avoid gaining extra pounds in the first place. That begins with becoming physically active as a child, fewer hours on the couch playing video games. And it explains why obesity increasingly is being viewed as a serious pediatric health risk. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Joan Seifert-Rose in Ann Arbor, Michigan.